Welcome to Chatabout. The Beltrami County Board of Commissioners has their bi-monthly meeting today. Commissioner Tim Sumner will join us to talk about some of the key items on the agenda. We talk Beltrami County next on Chatabout. Sponsored today by Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning and Refrigeration, and Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Today on Chatabout, we preview the upcoming Beltrami County Board meeting, which will be today, starting at 3 o'clock with the work meeting, followed by the regular meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We have Tim Sumner, one of the Beltrami County councilors, joining us. Tim, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always good to be here on Chatabout.
So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. Just a couple of topics I noticed on the work meeting agenda. One of them is to identify future work meeting topics. So what is the process for that?
Well, you know, every so often, you know, the commissioners would like to receive an update from, you know, various departments or agencies, or try to learn more about things that are, you know, have an impact on the county. So, you know, this allows us an opportunity to request future work meeting topics to learn a little bit more about, you know, that request in particular, which is a good thing because, you know, sometimes after talking to constituents, you know, we may learn about something that really intrigues us that could be beneficial to, you know, the county board or, you know, the county in general. So, yeah, I always like that topic.
Excellent. Then I see you've got an HR director onboarding. Do you have a new HR director now?
Yes. Our HR director, Linda Tran, is retiring. And so this will be, you know, kind of an update that of that transition, and you're going to have to excuse me. I forget our new HR director's name.
Okay.
She's fairly relatively new, so I haven't had a chance to really introduce myself or vice versa. So I think it was just, this is on the agenda to kind of update the board on that transition because Linda was going to stay on for a few weeks or until herself and I believe Administrator Barry felt it was the new director felt comfortable enough to proceed with the job.
Okay, excellent. And then you will be reviewing the proposed 5-year transportation improvement plan. Tim, do you know any of the details of the plan at this point?
Well, you know, our transportation plan changes year after year, you know, as the years kind of fall off. So this is pretty much an update for the next 5 years. And I know that sometimes projects get moved up or switched around or get pushed back based on funding and things like that. But our engineer Bruce Hasbargen always does a great job of keeping us informed of, you know, the transportation needs, plans, funding. So I imagine it's just a kind of review of that proposed plan.
Okay. And then you guys are getting ready to go on a road tour, it looks like, visiting around the county, correct?
Yes. You know, and this has been going on for a number of years, and it's something that I really enjoy because it gives us an opportunity to see the road conditions in throughout the county and see some of the improvements that have happened over, you know, the past year or few years. So I always enjoy, you know, the road tours because it gives me an opportunity to see places that, you know, in the county that I may not, you know, be during, you know, my commute, my daily commute. So I always enjoy that. And that was a good opportunity to, you know, update the board. And, you know, I just want to let folks know that, you know, the media or you know, are invited to, you know, participate. So, you know, and we really, you know, try to encourage the media to you know, join us. And, you know, that way they can, you know, help us spread the message on our road conditions.
The regular meeting gets going at 5 o'clock. In the consent agenda, there's a lot of normal stuff, but there's a couple of things just interested in. One of them was the approval of a land exchange with Kevin Williamson. What's that about?
You know, I have, well, I haven't really heard much of this from our land director. And usually it's just kind of customary on something that kind of benefits the county, you know, as we just try to work you know, with our residents on this. So sure. I will be, you know, asking that we, you know, put this on the regular agenda, and that way, you know, folks that do chime in or listen to the county board meeting via YouTube would have an opportunity to get an update on that as well. So, you know, that's a great question, and I think it's always important that our folks, you know, in the county, you know, receive these updates.
Elsewhere, I see you got some bids going out for some highway work, so we're going to see some of the Beltrami County roads get fixed?
Yep, and those are usually customary on the consent agenda. They have been, you know, properly vetted through the county board, because we always update, you know, we always approve the budget. So this is just kind of prior, you know, kind of the part of the process of, you know, approving these highway projects. So it's kind of customary just to have these on the consent.
Okay. And then we get into the regular agenda, and there's a couple of things, public hearings. One of them is Ordinance 47. What is Ordinance 47?
Ordinance 47 came about a few weeks, a few months ago. It's just something that, well, first, our ordinance are, you know, living, breathing documents. You know, we try to update them every so often to kind of fit the needs of the community. And Ordinance 47 has, this is in regards to, you know, ATVs, public, our parks. Just kind of updating that, you know, where we're allowing certain things to happen in certain parks. And I think it has to do with the horse camp and things like that. So
okay.
We've had a couple of public hearings already, you know, and there doesn't seem to be any opposition one way or the other. So this is kind of a formality, you know, just want to get one final chance for the public to come in and speak if they are in support or oppose the updated Ordinance 47.
All right. And then the big one, the one that has been front and center for so long and continues to be, and that's a public hearing on the jail property purchase. So what is going on there today?
So, if you notice at the beginning of the regular agenda or the work session meeting, you know, we are having a closed meeting in regards to property negotiations, and you know, this whole jail project has been, you know, quite the learning experience for you know, a lot of us. I've never built a jail, and so we are using this public hearing opportunity to you know, get more feedback from the public in regards to two of the site proposals that we have in mind, and you know, hopefully that will help us move forward in a direction that the community wants. You know, and one thing is that nobody wants to build a jail, but it is required that we do something with our jail. Otherwise, the Department of Corrections will, you know, shut down the jail, which could create more of a, you know, unfortunate situation. You know, housing our inmates in other counties. So tonight would be just an opportunity for the community to express their thoughts and feelings on possibly two of the proposed locations, which is the Clovo property and the Nine More Crown property are two of the properties that the county board is considering. So I think it would be helpful to get the county residents' input in regards to these property locations.
Okay, so we'll have that opportunity in a public hearing right around 5:10 or so. Okay, and then
based on how quick the ordinance 47 public hearing goes.
Gotcha. Okay, and the one other item I see you that I wanted to mention. I see you'll be discussing legislative lobbying issues. What are some of the key issues Beltrami County wants to work with on the legislature this upcoming session?
Well, our key issue right now is trying to, you know, get bonding for this new jail project, because it is, you know, a pretty expensive project. You know, it's a, you know, $80 million ask, and we're hopeful that, you know, the state, you know, would be able to help us out, and they have. This past legislative session with approving the local option sales tax, which would be a less of a burden on the county taxpayers, because the projections that we've been presented is 60% of the money that's coming into county is from out of county. So that's one thing that we are working on. And you know, as the year goes on, we you know, try to you know, ask our departments what are some of the priorities that they have, and just kind of build a list from there to proceed. So now would be a good time to figure out, you know, some of the priorities that the county has, because once, you know, January comes, the legislature, you know, kind of already has, you know, a lot of work on their plate. So I think it's best that we get in front of the legislature, you know, now. And it's my understanding that the Senate Bonding Committee will be in town in a couple of days, you know, touring, you know, future projects. And the county's hopeful that we can, you know, get a good audience of you know, folks in the community or elected officials to kind of help persuade, you know, the Senate Bonding Committee and our asks.
All right. There's a few other items as well, but those were the key ones. And, of course, you can always check out the agenda yourself at the Beltrami County Board's website or the Beltrami County's website. And you'll also be able to live stream the meeting if you can't make it in person on the Beltrami County website as well. Tim Sumner is a county commissioner joining us today, previewing that upcoming meeting. And again, it's the work session starting at 3 and the regular meeting at 5 o'clock in the county boardroom at the county administration meeting, 701 Minnesota Avenue Northwest here in downtown Bemidji. Tim Sumner, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Chatabout has been sponsored by Beltrami Electric Cooperative, Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration, and the Bemidji Chrysler Center. Coming up tomorrow on Chatabout, we talk about the United Way Autumn Hoopla, a brand new event put on by us, and in particular, our own superstar, Danelle Anderson. It's a brand new crafts fair coming to the Eagles Club this fall, and we'll tell you how you can be part of it tomorrow on Chatabout.